Well, Jimmy, you went ahead at the break, ultimately a 3-1 win for the Saddlers. What was your take on the 90 minutes tonight?
Obviously with the result, bitterly disappointed. I thought we played some good football at times and we were in the game. For the first half, if we'd gone in goalless, 0-0, I'd have been delighted with that. I thought we showed some good character and good resilience, and for a young group of players to execute the game plan against, you know, League One opposition, we were very good. And then obviously the timing of the goal was was immaculate. If you're gonna score just before the break, and positive going in 1-0 up, it was a good feel factor in the dressing room. But we knew Warsaw were causing us problems, and we had to try and limit those. With the change at half time with Sam coming off, I think it was a big loss. I was obviously a player who's in around our first team, some Premier League experience. I think we lost that little bit of bite centrally, and looking back at the goals and the goal, I'm a bit disappointed with all three goals we conceded.
You had to withstand a lot of pressure, particularly in that first period. Yeah. They had a lot of chances, and then you sort of broke away and got the goal. Are you pleased with the sort of maturity that some of these young teenagers showed tonight?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, as I said, you know, we had a game plan. We'd been on the grass probably less than we would in preparation for any other game because of our schedule last week. So you know, for the boys to take on board the information and to execute the game plan in the manner that they did, you know, really really proud of them, and most definitely they showed a level of maturity to grasp things very very quickly, and to show us on the pitch.
You might not want to single out specific players, but the chap that scored your goal, Ryan Tullock, he looked a box of tricks throughout the night.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, Ray's a talented boy. He's one that we've got high hopes for at the football club. I remember Ray when he first came into the club as an under seven, and he hasn't changed. You know, he's the way that he plays the game hasn't changed from when he's under seven. You know, he's very very bright. He can manipulate the ball against pressure well. He can get you at the pitch, gets by people, gives you lots and lots of end product in around the final third. And obviously the goals are a delight for him. We spoke to him in recent weeks about getting himself into the box, into goal scoring position when the ball's wide, and you know, he did exactly that and converted well. But he was excellent tonight. Yeah.
You got your first goal in the tournament after those 2-0s last season. What's the ultimate aim for the Baggies under 21s this season? What do you want to achieve in this trophy?
I think with this one, if you just look purely at development, it's obviously a great game, a great platform for the boys to pitch themselves against league opposition and some seasoned pros, and you know, for us to benchmark where the players are at as well. You know, whether we might think working with the boys day in day out and in their 23 games program that they're ready for the level. This obviously gives us a greater benchmark, and in terms of the competition, you know, we very much have to take it game by game. The difficulty in having you know, little first team involvement today was our, you know, we obviously the first team have got a game tomorrow at Man City, so we'll have a look at the next fixture. We've got Shrewsbury in the next game. You know, we possibly might have some more first team involvement in that game, which again gives us a chance to, you know, to maybe be a little bit more positive, should I say, in terms of, you know, expecting to try and get a result from the game.